On the telephone line, we welcome into the program our friend Gary Tanguay of NBC Sports Boston. Hello there, Gary.
Hey, what's going on, Richie? How's it going?
We're doing well on this Monday afternoon. Well, you and I talked a little bit on Friday because you came up on the show. Actor Jason Clark, fond memories of working with you on Chappaquiddick.
Well, I mean, you made my day when you played that for me. I had to talk to you. A big deal like Jason Clark remembering me. It's probably because I screwed up one of those 20 takes he was talking about. But he was a great guy to work with, and he's just a tremendous actor. He's going to be great in Pet Sematary.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. It looks scary as all get out. And, you know, who knew? I mean, Bob, when you were in college at Maine, because you're younger than me, Stephen King was already pretty well established. But I read something the other day that he has now got more adaptations out there on film or in television than any other living author.
Well, I believe it because it's just, as soon as you say from Stephen King, people are going to watch, people are going to pay, whatever. And, I mean, has there been a second Carrie?
There has been a second Carrie, yeah. And a Broadway musical based on it.
On Carrie?
Yeah.
Yeah. A musical?
It didn't do too well, as you might expect.
Oh my God! How do you sing and tap to that?
with blood pouring on your head, yeah.
I mean, oh my God! But you know, Castle Rock on Hulu—that's coming back for a second season. We know The Shining's been done again. What was the other one?
It, and there's another sequel to that coming out too.
Well, It. I mean, my son loves it. He and his buddies went. They just thought it was a riot. They, you know, stupid kids.
Yep.
You know, they just laughed through the whole thing. I mean, they just thought it was, they quoted the movie all over the place. So, you know, I guess if it works for one generation, it can work for the next.
Well, yeah. You're also telling me, too, that you've got a role in another series that your friend Mike O'Malley has done, right?
Well, I don't have a role in it, but, I mean, I just think it's a great.
Oh, I thought you appeared in it.
Not in my, no.
No,
no.
Oh.
Called Wayne.
Oh.
But I do, as long as we're talking about me, I do have one coming out in post-production. You know, I played a newscaster. Oh, well. What a stretch.
When are they going to let you break out of that? I feel like they've typecast you in these newscaster roles.
You know, the casting directors, they're great to me. They let me read for cops. They let me read for detectives, but I can't break the mold, but all right, I'll take it. I'm just happy to be on set.
There you go. Hey, let's talk a little baseball here. Not the best of starts for your reigning world champions of Major League Baseball.
What do you mean, mine? Are they yours?
Nobody
wants them.
No, what happened to the pitching out there?
Well, you know, I was thinking about this because it's, you know, it's early and, you know, you can't get too crazy, but if you really look back at what happened last year, everything went right. And they obviously want to try to save sail. And I think what we learned last year is you really can. He either has to throw 95, 96, 97, or he's just not that effective. You know, and when he does that, he's going to burn out. So you might have to just pick your poison on that. And then Evaldi, you know, Evaldi was never a great pitcher. The timing was right.
Right.
And he, you know, it just lightning struck. And Porcello's still pissed off because he doesn't have a contract, and he's inconsistent. So, and Rodriguez has never really come through. So while we think that, you know, we got these aces up there, the only guy that truly is dependable is Price.
Mm.
You know, so, you know, if you get off the cloud, you can't be surprised.
Yeah.
You know, my thing with Evaldi is my thing is he should be in the bullpen, he should be the closer.
Oh, I agree with that completely. He'd be lights out in that role.
You know, it's a starter. I just don't. They need him as a closer. I don't know what you do with a starter. You go out, you get another starter somewhere. But last year, Rich, everything went perfect. Everything went perfect. I mean, excuse me, I'm playing a cold here. How about the way that they used the pitchers in the World Series? I mean, it didn't make sense. You know, Porcello's pitching here, and Evaldi's over here, and this guy's over here, and you know,
well, that's what you do when you don't really have a bullpen, right?
Well, yeah. You know, so everything worked, you know, but that doesn't mean it's going to work again. So, you know, it's early. But my big thing with Sale is I think that you just got to let him pitch. you know, if you got to let him be who he is, you know, and that's dangerous.
A 6-year extension for Xander Bogaerts. That seems like a good move for everybody involved.
That was cheap. That was cool money. I thought you.
I did. Yeah, that's a heck of a that's a bargain now, let alone 5 years down the road.
Right, and he still gets to make some money later on in his career, but sign him up, you know, and I don't think that that affects Mookie, you know. So, I mean, you have two reasonable contracts with Sale, and some people wonder about Sale's health, but Sale and Bogaerts, they're not astronomical, so you should still be able to sign Mookie if Mookie wants to stay.
Gary Tanguy with us here on Downtown. You've broken this down on the early edition. What the heck is wrong with this Celtics team? Is it all Kyrie? Is he the guy that needs to go?
I don't think so at all. I think it's everybody else. I think that they need to have, you know, their feelings are hurt. There's a great article. I thought it was on The Athletic. I don't remember where I read it. But it basically talked about D'Angelo Russell for the Nets, who's a free agent, and Terry Rozier. Terry Rozier had 2 points in that game. D'Angelo Russell lit the Celtics up at 29. You know, Rozier talks, you know, I should be playing more. I was a key part of this team last year when Kyrie was hurt. Well, he hasn't earned squat. You know, I think that, and I know Tatum had the flu. I think Tatum's underachieved. I think Jaylen Brown's underachieved, even though Jaylen Brown's played well lately. I think Terry Rozier's underachieved, all because they didn't get their way. But because Kyrie came back, and yes, he's a pain in the neck, but he's a great player. So you put up with him. I mean, all these others, I'm on the Kyrie bandwagon. It's everybody else. I'm like, suck it up, boys. It's the Stars League. You know, I mean, I think that the Dirt Dog fans want to see just Kyrie go and young guys got it out. Well, okay, that's fine. And you're going to finish fourth or fifth every year like you are now. You're certainly not going to get any better because Toronto's better and Milwaukee's better, you know, and the Pacers have already obviously come to play. Philadelphia's better. You need stars to win in that league, and Kyrie's a star. You know, he's a star. They're going to have to make that deal for Anthony Davis, though, that's for sure.
Well, I think they will, absolutely. And so what does that mean for Kyrie? What does it mean for some of the young guys?
Well, I think that Tatum's going to go. I think that Brown's probably going to go. I think Marcus Smart will go because I think that's why they gave him the deal, gave him that amount of money, because I think Danny's looking ahead and thinks he can make the numbers work. I think Rozier might leave for free agency. I'm not sure. But you got to get Anthony Davis here. And I think if you have Gordon Hayward and he's healthy and, you know, you have Kyrie and Anthony Davis, you can win the East. I mean, the East is full of stars now. I mean, the Freak's a star. Kawhi Leonard's a star. You know, last year when these guys, they just had to worry about LeBron and they weren't going to beat LeBron. Everybody talks about how they got to a seventh. Oh, please give me a break. They weren't going to beat LeBron. I mean, the NBA is full of divas. You have to, the stars are divas. You just have to accept that.
Patriots have been an interesting offseason so far. The story that's got me scratching my head is, what's the story on Greg Schiano?
Somebody today said that he was offended by Robert Kraft's massage parlor, so he left. I think it's a family thing. I really do. I think something happened with his family. I just think that. And I know people don't want to take that at face value. I don't think that it was because of what Bennett said or that Bill was upset with him or he didn't get the money he wanted or Mayo came in and Mayo wasn't his guy. I don't think it's any of that. I think that something happened with his family. I really do. That's the only thing that makes sense.
So what's their
thing that makes sense.
What do you think their priority ought to be here going forward? Is it wide receiver? Obviously a replacement for Gronk. Where do they go?
Well, you know, the way it is with Patriots, you just got to get somebody with good hands. You know, you don't have to have a speed burner. You don't have to have an all-world wide receiver. You just need another guy somehow, some way with good hands. And that can get a little separation. Because if you have good hands, Brady will hit you. You know, and I think Dorsett's going to have a good year because I think he's going to get a consistent opportunity. And of course, Edelman has to stay healthy, but that's what I want. I just want a good receiver with good hands. And that's what I think, Bill. I think he's trying. But and the defensive coordinator thing will work itself out. That's fine. I mean, the thing about Bill right now is that that system's been in place for 20 years. I mean, that thing just runs itself. It really
does. Right.
So, you know, I think they'll be fine.
Do the Bruins really put you to sleep, or are you just messing with these people?
I don't know. That's a good question. That is not my area of expertise. I mean, the one thing about them is they have to beat Tampa in the playoffs, and I don't know. I don't, you know, Tuca's going to have to stand on his head and just deal with that. You know, but at least, you know, with the, at least the Bruins are trying. I mean, at least the Bruins have good chemistry. I mean, the Celtics are so frustrating. You know, the Bruins put the Celtics to shame when it comes to likability.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, for a basketball player like me, or a basketball fan like me, who always gives the hockey guys trouble, I'm getting killed right now.
Who's on the early edition with you tonight?
Oh, we'll get some hoop guys on. We'll talk to, you know, Sherrod and Forsberg and kind of get the lay of the land after what happened in Brooklyn. Jalen's going to be questionable tonight with a back, so it's a half-hour show. And also, we'll do some baseball.
All right, sounds good. We'll be tuned in tonight to NBC Sports Boston. Gary, thanks as always. Appreciate you making a little time for us, and we'll see you on TV and at the movies as well.
Wayne, man, on YouTube. Check it out, Rich.
I can't wait to see it. Sounds great. Thanks, Gary.
See you, bud. Okay, bye.
Gary Tankway, NBC Sports Boston.